Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever had the experience of starting something? You really poured your body and soul into it. Then you begin to wonder whether it was really worth the time and effort. We describe it as discouragement. Webster defines it as that which causes one to weaken. This malady known as discouragement is a prelude to one of the most devastating viruses of all maladies. It's known as quiditis. If you recognize the symptoms of this virus of the heart, you can do something about it. Today's commentary is dedicated to all of you who are tired and discouraged and feel like quitting no matter where you are. First, notice that discouragement almost always comes to you when you're physically exhausted. Can you honestly remember ever being discouraged when you were on top of things, when you were feeling your best? Of course not. But you can remember many times when you were weary. Then this enemy of progress known as discouragement set in. Years ago, a fiery prophet by the name of Elijah met the prophets of Baal and thundered forth the judgment of God. He won single-handedly. Yet when he was physically tired as the result of the conflict, he turned and ran to the wilderness of Horeb. Discouragement turned to quiditis, and he said, "Lord, just let me die. I'm no better than the prophets before me." With Elijah, you can score one for humility, but zero for yielding to discouragement. Second, notice that discouragement is extremely contagious. Charles Jones, better known as Charlie Tremendous Jones, was an extremely successful businessman. In a few years, he sold more insurance than many sell in a lifetime. When Jones was once asked if he ever got discouraged, he replied, "Sure I do, but I can't afford to let you know. Then we'll just discourage each other." When one individual gets discouraged, he will discourage everybody he comes in contact with. Remember the 10 spies sent out by Joshua? They discouraged an entire nation. Discouragement is a luxury friend you can't afford no matter how successful you are. Here's the third observation. Discouragement is an enemy that does battle with faith. Luther described faith as a lively, reckless confidence in God. Faith says, "I can visualize what I want to do or what I'm willing to trust God for." But discouragement says, "It's just not worth it." So let me share several ways to deal with discouragement. One, recognize it's no sin to be discouraged. Spiritual giants and people of great accomplishments have all battled it. The sin is yielding and listening to discouragement's deadly voice. Two, you can deal with your discouragement by bringing it to God, by asking your Father for new courage and strength. Remember when Jesus faced the temptation in the wilderness and succeeded? God sent angels to minister to him. And God still meets the needs of those who will bring discouragement to him. Three, may I remind you of the Apostle Paul, who found himself on the way to Rome, where he was almost certain of execution? Paul had had a long journey across the stormy Mediterranean from Caesarea in Israel to Italy. Physically, he was weary when he began the journey from the port of Puteoli to Rome. As he got closer to Rome, three fellow believers came to meet him, and he thanked God and took courage. If you're struggling with this monster, take the upward look, and God will give you courage too.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.